I'm Mark Bayshore. Last week, Southfield-based attorney Jeffrey Feiger filed a $100 million lawsuit against the state of Michigan and McLaren Flint Hospital, alleging that more could have been done to prevent the spread of Legionella pneumonia last year during the water crisis in Flint. The suit's been filed in Genesee County Circuit Court on behalf of four people who contracted Legionnaire's disease while being treated at the hospital. And current state Scott Pohl talked with Jeffrey Feiger about the lawsuit. What's the basis for the suit, Scott?
Well, Mark, according to a press release issued by Feiger Law, the complaint alleges that both Governor Rick Snyder and McLaren Flint Hospital knew about the Legionella problem but did nothing to stop the outbreak or to alert the public. Jeffrey Feiger tells me that the $100 million figure could go higher. Jeffrey Feiger, welcome to Current State.
Thanks very much. What state?
Michigan State. Tell us what your lawsuit alleges happened in Flint to cause an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease.
What happened in Flint is what everyone knows happened. The water was poisoned with corrosive elements out of the Flint River. An anti-corrosive wasn't used as is required by law. The pipes began to leach lead. And in a corrosive environment, it turns out that it provides a perfect breeding ground for the Legionella bacteria. The state of Michigan, the DEQ, the Public Health Department, the Snyder administration knew as early as 2014 of a massive, unprecedented Legionella outbreak in Flint. There have been documented 9 deaths and nearly 90 cases when there should ordinarily be 1 or 2 in a year. There's probably much more than that. And our lawsuit targets McLaren Hospital, which was the situs of a number of the Legionella outbreaks. The use of corrosive water provided an environment in their heating and cooling system that was distributed throughout the hospital and killed people and critically injured them, probably many more than we know right now. And, of course, this was facilitated through the auspices of the state of Michigan and the failures that we all know about with the Snyder administration and the DEQ to provide to not provide anti-corrosive material that would have cost only $100 a day, and this entire crisis could have been prevented. The entire crisis, $100 a day. Now it will cost, they say $1.5 billion. That's probably low.
Who are your clients, and is this becoming something of a class action?
No. These are individuals who are representing family members who were killed, and individuals who were critically injured as a result of the Legionella disease. One of my clients lost the use of her kidneys after recovering, or as part of the recovery process. So these are individuals. I'm not really interested in the class action. That'll take many years. I'm a trial lawyer. This is going to be much more immediate. We can get to trial much quicker. We can put people under subpoena much quicker and get results much quicker. That's more what I'm interested in. The class action device is something I'm very familiar with. I don't particularly like it for my practice of law.
Tell me the story of Deborah Kidd. She was 58 and died last year from Legionella pneumonia.
That's correct. That's one of the plaintiffs in the case, and she contracted it at McLaren Hospital through the heating and cooling ducts. McLaren knew about the problem, never said anything until very, very recently. But everyone in the power structure was aware of the Legionella outbreak. In fact, there's evidence that as early as 2013, Genesee County Health Department was begging Snyder administration to do something about the Legionella outbreak. And, of course, everybody knew about the water. They just didn't know how bad it was. They knew about the brown water. They've been complaining about the terrible smell in the water. We've been hearing about that for years, and we've been hearing about the Snyder administration denying it.
How many patients or families of patients have you been in contact with? Are you continuing to hear from more people hoping to join this suit?
Well, I hear from them, and I have to decide which ones I'm going to represent and which ones I'm not. I can tell you, though, that there are 9 confirmed deaths. The state of Michigan is willing to admit to that. There are, I believe, 86 or 87 confirmed cases. That's unheard of. It's larger than any outbreak in recent memory of Legionella. And it's a catastrophe of untold proportions. This is a poisoning on the level of Chernobyl, an entire city. Nobody's going to move to Flint, Michigan. Nobody's going to ever be able to sell a house there. Nobody's going to buy a house there. And this isn't some, here today, gone tomorrow problem. This is part of the water in Flint, in the pipes. Nobody's going to buy a home. Oh, incidentally, if you put these giant water filtration on your water, it won't be poison anymore. Who are they kidding? Who's kidding who? That's not a solution. Nobody's going to live in a place where you have to put giant water filters on to prevent your family from being poisoned.
Attorney Jeffrey Feiger has filed a $100 million lawsuit related to the outbreak of Legionella in Flint. How did you arrive at a figure like $100 million?
It's too low. I don't know. It's too low. What's your life worth? What's your parents' life worth?
Might it go higher?
Sure. Might go higher. We get very, as a people, we get very stingy. We don't mind paying athletes $200 million, $300 million, $1 billion. Michael Jordan's a billionaire, but we really care about paying dead people who get injured through the negligence of others' money. We become very cheap in that regard. It's called anti-figurative. There's something strange. We always talk as a society about how important human life is and how invaluable it is, but I find when we come into court, we became, the opposition's very cynical. You're not worth that much. You don't make that much money. Wow. So your life is based on how much, the value of your life is based on how much money you make. Well, that would make poor people worth nothing. And that's probably the genesis of this problem. It is targeted at poor areas. I think if Bloomfield Hills had been experiencing brown water since 2013, something would have been done real quickly.
As we record, there has been news coverage of emails that would seem to indicate that the Snyder administration knew about Legionnaire's disease in Flint long before he says it came to his attention. What do you make of that?
Yeah, and it's going to go earlier than that. The emails now show March of 2015, and I'm pretty sure that it goes back to 2013, the public health, Genesee County Public Health Department, begging the Snyder administration to do something about the Legionella disease. I think it'll go farther than that. So there's two possibilities with Mr. Snyder. Either he's an entirely incompetent leader who isn't aware of, public disasters as they're occurring, the poisoning an entire city, or he's not telling the truth. You can't have it both ways. He's either totally incompetent in running an administration where no one is communicating about disasters of untold proportions, or he's lying. Have it either way. He's got to go. This is a lot, and this is the result. This is a pattern in Michigan. We took over. This is the result of emergency managers, this idea that somehow the state of Michigan and the Republican-controlled Lansing would somehow run schools and cities better than local people, which is a complete farce. Flint has had 5 emergency managers in 5 years. The Detroit public school system has had 5 in 5 years. Not one of them is any better than the previous year. And our roads are destroyed, our public school systems are destroyed. He took over all the poor black cities in the state of Michigan, Benton Harbor, Flint, Detroit, and he poisoned them too. And if people don't think this isn't environmental discrimination, this is out-and-out discrimination. This has been going on a long time too in the state of Michigan. We're no longer the water wonderland, we're Chernobyl.
Are you joining the calls for Governor Snyder's resignation?
he should resign. A normal, in any other country in the world, they'd have him out of there in about 2.5 seconds if you were responsible and you sat by while an entire city, one of the largest cities and the third largest city in the state got poisoned. You'd be gone. How could you stay? Under what circumstances could you justify staying? Especially with the evidence that you knew or should have known. And if you didn't know, you're entirely incompetent. And if you did know, you're criminal. So how could he stay?
One final question. How does this case proceed now, and in what kind of a time frame?
It goes through the courts. The state of Michigan, through the Republican Attorney General, will come in and deny the allegations. McLaren Hospital, through their insurance company, will deny the allegations, even though they're true and they know they're true. They won't come forward and say, gee, what can we do for these poor people who got critically injured? They'll deny. They'll pay their lawyers millions of dollars. Schuette will say he's doing an investigation and at the same time try to beat every lawsuit that comes down because he doesn't want to have to pay any money, because money is more important than truth. That's what will happen. And they'll hope against hope that somehow this dies off by Election Day. That's what they hope, that it'll somehow quiet down by Election Day. They weren't expecting the national attention or the worldwide attention. Believe me, they were trying to keep it quiet. Believe me, this is the worst thing that's happened to Snyder. For him, he doesn't think the worst thing is the poisoning of an entire city. He thinks the worst thing is the fact that the world knows about it. He would have liked to keep it quiet.
Attorney Jeffrey Figer has filed a $100 million lawsuit against the state of Michigan and McLaren Flint Hospital over an outbreak of Legionella pneumonia and Legionnaire's disease. Jeffrey Figer, thank you.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.
And Current State asked both Governor Snyder and McLaren Flint Hospital for comment. A spokesman in the governor's office sent a statement saying that it would be inappropriate to discuss pending legislation. McLaren Flint Hospital sent the following statement, quote, though we cannot discuss specifics of the lawsuit and we cannot disclose information related to any individual patient's care, McLaren Flint wants to assure our patients, visitors, employees, volunteers, and the community that the hospital's water supply is safe. We are diligent in our water quality monitoring and testing for both Legionella and lead shows the water at McLaren Flint meets safety and quality standards.